Kosher Restaurant's Glass Door Smashed by Vandals in Jewish Area of London. By Kurt Zindulka on October 9, 2023. A kosher restaurant in London was vandalized in an apparent anti-Semitic attack overnight following the invasion of Israel by Hamas terrorists and amid growing concern over potential violence against Jewish people across Europe. The pita restaurant in the famously Jewish neighborhood of Golders Green in North London saw its glass door smashed with a fire extinguisher sometime between Sunday evening and Monday morning, The Times of London reported. The act of vandalism was carried out just yards away from a London Underground overpass which was tagged with graffiti reading Free Palestine. Another nearby bridge was branded with the phrase Palestine will be free. Responding to the apparent anti-Semitic attack, a spokesman for the Community Security Trust, a charity devoted to protecting Jewish people in Britain, told Jewish News, "This is a deliberate attempt to intimidate the Jewish community. It is disgraceful and should be roundly condemned by all sides. We expect the police to fully investigate because this cannot be allowed to continue." Golders Green MP Mike Freer said, "Clearly people know that this is the center of Jewish life in the UK, particularly here in London, and so it is being targeted by those seeking to sow fear and division. It cannot be tolerated." Following the terror attacks on Israel, London's Metropolitan Police reportedly stepped up patrols of areas of potential attacks from Palestinian partisans, such as outside Jewish schools in the British capital. The Met said in a statement, "We are aware of a number of incidents, including those that have been shared on social media, in relation to the ongoing conflict in Israel and the border with Gaza." The Met has increased policing patrols across parts of London in order to provide a visible presence and reassurance to our communities. Police protection of Jewish institutions also tightened in Germany and France on Saturday. The Palestinian terror attack happened on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. Labour Party Mayor of London Sadiq Khan said, "There is no tolerance for hate in our city. I remain in close contact with the Met Police. Whoever did this will face the full force of the law. I stand with Jewish Londoners, today and always." However, there have already been outbursts of celebrations for Hamas and its murderous terror attacks waged against Israel, which began on Saturday on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. Television presenter Rachel Riley shared footage from London over the weekend, in which men were seen dancing and waving the Palestinian flag. Riley said that they were seemingly celebrating like they were having a party. "Make no mistake, this is a dangerous and terrifying time for all Jews around the world," she added. On Monday, Junior Government Minister Lee Rowley MP warned residents from celebrating the actions of Hamas, which has been banned as a proscribed terrorist group by the British government. Under UK law, it is illegal to express an opinion or belief that is supportive of a proscribed organization, with a penalty of up to 14 years in prison. Rowley said that while there is a right to protest, but there is not a right to glorify terrorism, adding, "You cannot support proscribed organizations like Hamas within the United Kingdom. And if that's the case, then I would expect police to take action accordingly." Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xindulka@breitbart.com.